Senate Natural Resources and Water Committee is called to order. Secretary, please call the roll for purposes of establishing a quorum.
Senators Kuehl.
Here.
Marget. Honested.
Here.
Kehoe.
Here.
Lowenthal. Machado.
Here.
Migdon.
Quorum's established. We'll wait on Senator Chesbrough. I think he's in the GO Committee for a moment, but said he would be right here. But Senator Hollingsworth's bill, file item three, is proposed for consent. And have two motions to adopt the consent calendar. And so, Secretary, please call the roll on the consent calendar, which is just file item three.
Senators Kuehl.
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Marget. Honested.
Aye.
Honested, aye. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal. Machado.
Aye.
Machado, aye. Migdon.
Consent calendar is adopted, and we'll leave the roll open in case other members want to add on. When they arrive, we'll start with Senator Chesbrough's file item number one. Welcome, Senator.
Thank you. I don't have your file in front of me, but you're talking about SB 1125?
Yes, 1125.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. SB 1125 is a bill to provide a long-term stable funding source for some of the state's key wildlife protection programs. The bill continues the basic allocation of funds from the state Tidelands Oil Revenue for Resources programs. The existing law expires next January, and we are now trying to continue that program. The committee staff have recommended several amendments to fill in blanks in the current bill, and I'd like to accept those as author's amendments.
All right, those are accepted.
SB 1125 would retain the payments of Tidelands oil revenue to the existing general fund categories, such as payments to local governments, the State Lands Commission, and California's Housing Trust Fund. California's natural resources infrastructure must be a higher priority throughout the state. We have neglected it badly, and it deserves our attention. On the North Coast, the restoration of historic salmon and steelhead runs are critical for both our economic and environmental well-being. SB 1125 will lead the state to a sustainable use of the revenue from leasing state resource lands in a way that protects our marine and coastal environment. The bill also permanently establishes the Resources Trust Fund, which authorizes specified amounts of revenue generated by oil and gas leases for environmental programs. These funds are received and deposited in the state treasury by the State Lands Commission. We maintain the link between coastal oil extraction and protecting natural resources that we now have in law. Secondly, we are providing a long-term stable funding source for wildlife programs that have eroded greatly over recent decades, and it's a good start to creating a sensible funding structure. I would urge your aye vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in support?
Good morning, Madam Chair. Jeff Shillito, representing Caltrout, one of the sponsors of the bill. We support it because it continues the funding established under Mike Thompson's bill from 1997 for salmon restoration, but we also support it because it will help address some of the chronic funding problems at the Department of Fish and Game relating to their management of marine resources and non-game species. We're hoping that it'll be part of the discussion about the Department of Fish and Game's budget later in your subcommittee.
Any other persons wishing to testify in support? Any opposition? Please come forward.
My name is Reed Addis. I'm representing the Nature Conservancy, and we're actually here in support.
Okay.
Sorry. I didn't get up fast enough. We just wanted to provide testimony that, in fact, the use of Tideland funds for natural resource protection is a valuable tool of these dollars. It makes sense to not let the Tideland Fund statute disappear. And again, we want to stress the importance of providing dollars from the Marine Life Management Act and the Marine Life Protection Act. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any further support? Any opposition? Late letters of support were received in the committee from the Board of Supervisors of Marin County, the County of Mendocino, the Fishery Network of Central California Coastal Counties, the Siskiyou Resource Conservation District, and the Coast Action Group. No opposition, formal opposition was received. The bill is moved by Senator Machado. Senator, did you want to make a closing statement?
Well, the only ones you missed were Humboldt County and the California Council of Resource Conservation Districts. So they weren't on your list.
They're on the list of the analysis.
Okay. Great.
So the ones I named were in addition.
Okay. I asked for your
All right. Secretary, please call the roll on the bill.
Senators Kuehl.
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Marget. Honested. Anastad, no. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Machado? Machado, aye. Migdon?
That has three votes. One, two, three, four. It has four votes. So the bill is approved. Sorry.
Thank you.
I forgot to count myself. But we'll hold the roll open in case other members want to add on as an aye or a no. File item two is SB 1126, also by Senator Chesbrough.
Thank you, Madam Chair. SB 1126 is a common sense district bill dealing with litigation on Eureka Tidelands in Humboldt Bay 30 years ago. The City of Eureka and the state were involved in litigation to protect the tidelands around the City of Eureka. At that time, the state loaned the city roughly $750,000 to cover the city's cost of the litigation. Ever since that loan, the city has been required to make payments, which on the surface would seem to be intended to repay the loan. The city has over the years more than repaid that loan amount, however, but because the statute did not tie the repayment obligation to the loan amount, the city will be paying the state forever. It's essentially a tax on the City of Eureka. This bill simply provides that once the amount of the original payment has been paid, then the payments would instead be placed into a trust account that will continue to be used to protect these very tidelands that were subject to the litigation. Last year, the governor vetoed a bill that simply stopped the local payments. This year, we have tried to tie the whole issue back to the original state payment amount. I hope we have addressed the administration's concerns about this debt. I would ask for your aye vote.
All right. Any persons wishing to testify in support? Any opposition? Questions from the members? Is there a motion? Moved by Senator Kehoe. Secretary, please call the roll on the bill.
Senators Kuehl?
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Marquette? Anastad?
Aye.
Anastad, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Machado?
Aye.
Machado, aye. Migdon?
That bill has five votes.
Thank
that
you,
bill
Madam
passes.
Chair, members.
Members, that is the hearing for today. Instead of just holding all the bills until later and then having a very long hearing, I decided to have a number of short hearings at our regularly scheduled time, so hope that meets with your approval. I will stay here for a couple of minutes so that members who were not here can add on.
Senator Lowenthal would like to add aye onto the consent calendar.
All right. Well, let's start with the consent calendar, which had sufficient votes, but if any members want to add on, they can say. Senator Lowenthal would like to add on to the consent calendar. All right. We'll let Senator Marquette take a look at this. Is Senator Migdon coming to the meeting, Sergeant? We'll stay open for another 5 minutes for members to add on. All right, the consent calendar is file item three. Senator Marquette?
Aye.
Is aye on the consent calendar. File item one, SB 11, I'm sorry, I put my glasses on, 1125?
No.
Senator Marquette would be recorded as a no. File item two, SB 1126?
No.
Senator Marquette is recorded as a no. All right, those three bills do have sufficient votes. We'll wait for three or four more minutes to see if Senator Migdon wants to add on, and then we will adjourn in three or four minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Bob, thank you for those share rocks. That is so sweet.
I
While the Natural Resources and Water Committee is still open, waiting for the remaining members, wanted to announce that there will not be a hearing of this committee next Tuesday, the 21st, but there will be a hearing on the 28th.
I'd like to be joined with the chair.
Senator Migdon, then, if you, the chair has voted aye on all three items. Do you just wish to be added on? All right. Senator Migdon will be reflected as an aye vote on all the file items. Thank you, Senator. And all the bills on the file have received sufficient votes and are approved, and the Senate Natural Resources and Water Committee is adjourned.